$10 million have been set aside to develop a vaccine for strep throat, a precursor to rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease. Last year, more than 100 people were hospitalised for the first time with rheumatic fever, mostly Māori and Pacifica children. New Zealand is one of the few developed countries to still have the preventable illness so prevalent in the community. Emma Hatton reports.
Someone with rheumatic heart disease has walked into Porirua GP Annie Judkins' clinic every week for the last 20 years.
We see loads of patients who have got rheumatic heart disease. They've had heart valve replacements as a result of their rheumatic heart disease. We've got group A strep nephritis, which goes on in some people to cause renal failure.
She says almost exclusively it's Māori and Pacifica children and teenagers.
They had two leaky valves, both his mitral and his aortic valve were leaky. And we tried for a week or two and gave him medications to support his heart. And he went home, but a week later came back. He was in increasing heart failure. So at 4 years of age, he had to go to Auckland and get both his aortic and his mitral valve replaced.
She's describing open heart surgery for a four-year-old. For the last 10 years, first-time hospitalisations for the fever have been stubbornly high at around 170 admissions, but in the most recent year dropped dramatically to just over 100. The Associate Health Minister, Aisha Verrill, who is a former infectious diseases doctor, says scientists are looking into why this is and if there are links to the increased health measures brought about by COVID. She says while COVID has taken up a lot of resources lately, rheumatic fever hasn't been forgotten by health officials.
We need to be working on every front, and that's why in addition to the work we have underway, working with whānau to make sure that people with rheumatic fever are well cared for, that we're swabbing for sore throats, we're also looking for what could be a game-changer intervention, and a vaccine would be precisely that.
University of Auckland will lead the work next year in collaboration with Australian researchers. The funding will go towards surveillance of the strep A bacteria that causes strep throat, lab testing infrastructure and preparation for clinical trials. Another Associate Health Minister, Aupito Williams-Seo, jokes his experience with the disease as a young active teenager stopped him pursuing a rugby league career, but joking aside, recalls the harrowing ordeal.
For 3-4 months, and then even after I left hospital, I had a regime of taking penicillin on a regular basis. I couldn't participate in sports all of that whole year. I missed out on school. As the oldest child of 9 children, I had responsibilities with the younger ones that I couldn't undertake.
Ministry of Health data shows in the year to June, first-time rheumatic fever hospitalisation rates for Māori and Pacifica were about 4 times the national rate. The incredibly inequitable disease begins often with a sore throat, but can also be a skin infection or achy joints. However, often by the time symptoms persist enough to be checked, the damage is done. Minister Verrill says the solution is twofold: a vaccine, but also ending child poverty and substandard overcrowded housing. She says all going to plan, a strep throat vaccine would ideally be rolled out alongside others in the national immunisation schedule.